Sheni. Re'eli madati eschem. See that I have taught you chukim umishpotim, chukim and mishpotim, ka'asher tzivani Hashem alekoi, like Hashem my God has commanded me. La'asois came to do these mitzvahs, the care of ha'oretz, in the midst of the land, asher atem bo'im shom alerishta, that you are coming there to inherit. Ramban explains that Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael that the chukim and mishpotim need reinforcement. Chukim, because their reasons are unknown, and people lacking in faith will become lax in the performance of these mitzvahs. And mishpatim, such as civil laws, dinei mamonis, because they are necessary for society to function smoothly. We must understand, why did the pasuk have to say, la'asois kein, to do the mitzvahs bekerev ha'oretz, in the midst of the land? Why couldn't it say, la'asois kein ba'oretz, in the land? Why bekerev ha'oretz? And the Arvei Nachal answers that there are people who properly observe the Torah at home, but when they are with friends and business associates, they make compromises. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, La'asois kein, you must keep the mitzvahs, bekerev ha'oretz, even when you are in the midst of the land, outside your home. Regardless of where a Jew lives and with whom he comes in contact, he must adhere to the Torah and conduct himself according to the laws of the Torah. Ushemartem, and you shall safeguard the mitzvahs, which means you shall learn the mitzvahs, because only through learning the mitzvahs can you be guaranteed that you will keep the mitzvahs. Va'asisem, and you shall perform the mitzvahs. Ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'eino amim, because the mitzvahs are your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the nation. The goyim will consider you chachamim unevoinim through the mitzvahs. Asher yishmon es kol ha'chukim o'ele, because when they hear all these chukim va'amru, they will say, rak am chocham v'novoin, surely a wise and understanding people, hagoy hagodol hazeh, is this great nation. Ki mi goy godol, which great nation, asher loy Elohim k'rovim elov, has a God close to them, kashem elokeinu, like Hashem our God, b'chol kareinu elov, whenever we call to him, he is there. Umi goy godol, and which great nation, asher loy chukim umishpatim tzadikim, who have chukim and mishpatim that are acceptable and fair, kechol ha'Torah hazois, like this whole Torah, asher anoichi noisin lefneichem hayoim, that I am giving you today. Rak, only when will you be considered wise in the eyes of the nation? If hisham lecha, you watch yourself, ushmar nafshecha ma'oid, and watch your soul very much, pentishkach es hadvarim asher ro'ei einecha, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw at Har Sinai, upen yosuru milvavcha, and lest you remove them from your heart, kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. If you remember the things that happened at Har Sinai, and you remember the mitzvahs, then you will be considered wise in the eyes of the nation. However, if you forget the mitzvahs and you distort them, then you will be considered fools in the eyes of the nation. Voidatom levonecha velevnei vonecha, and you should make them known, make the mitzvahs known to your sons and your sons' sons. The pasuk says, "Pentishkach es hadvarim asher ro'ei einecha," lest you forget the things that your eyes saw. What is that referring to? The pasuk explains, "Yoyim asher amarato lefnei Hashem alekecha bechoyrev." Don't forget the day that you stood before Hashem your God at Har Sinai, Be'emor Hashem Eli, when Hashem said to me, Hakeli es ha'om, gather to me the nation, Va'ashmi'em, and I will let them hear as Devorai my words. Asher Yilmudun, in order that they should learn, Li'ira Oisi, to fear me, Kol Hayomim Asher Him Chayim Al Ho'adomo, for all the days that they are alive on the earth. Because by seeing the awesomeness of Hashem at Har Sinai, they learned to fear Hashem. Ve'esbenehem Yilamedun, and they should teach this to their children. Vatikravun, and you approached, Vatamdun, and you stood, Tachasahor, by the foot of the mountain, Vehohor Boyer Ba'esh, and the mountain was burning in fire, Adlev Hashamayim, to the midst of the heaven, Choshech, darkness, Onon, a cloud, Va'arofel, and a thick cloud. And Rashi in Parshish Yisroi, Perik Chof, Pasuk Yud Ches, explains that these were three mechitzos, three different levels on Har Sinai. The first level, the outer level, was Choshech. Closer to Hashem was Onon, and the closest was Arafel. And Moshe entered the mechitza of Arafel, like the pasuk says, "Umoshe nigash el ho Arafel asher shom ho Elokim." Vayidaber Hashem aleichem mitoicho eish, and Hashem spoke to you from the middle of the fire. Koil devarim, a sound of words atem shoimim you heard, usmuna einchem royim, but a picture you did not see. Zulasi koil, only a sound. What does it mean by saying, Koil Dvarim Atem Shoimim, you heard a sound of words? Why didn't the pasuk say, Dvarim Atem Shoimim, words you heard? Therefore the Mepharshim explain, like Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi, that all 10 of the Aseres HaDibrois were said, Bidibor Echad, in one Dibor. And that is something that the ears cannot hear. Therefore, Klal Yisrael only heard kol devarim, a sound of words. And Moshe had to decipher those words and explain them to Klal Yisrael. Vayageh lochem es brisoi, and Hashem told you his bris, asher tziva eschem lasois, that he commanded you to do. Aseres hadvarim, the aseres hadibrois. Vayichtevem, and he wrote them down, al shnei luchais avonim, on two stone tablets. Va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'ois ahi, and Hashem commanded me at that time, l'lamed eschem, to teach you, chukim u'mishpatim, the chukim and mishpatim. As Rashi explains, this means the understanding of the chukim and mishpatim, which is Torah Sheba'al Peh, which explains the Torah Shebichsav. La'soischem oisam, in order that you should do them ba'oretz, in the land, asher atem ovim shama l'rishta, that you are passing over there to inherit. V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoiseichem, and you shall take great care for your souls. The Ramban explains that the people might be misled into thinking that since they heard a voice, there must have been a physical being that produced this voice. Therefore, take great care for your souls, kila re'isem kol tumuna, because you did not see any picture b'yom dibar Hashem aleichem b'chorev mitoch ha'esh, on the day that Hashem spoke to you at Har Sinai from the fire. Pentash chisun, lest you act corruptly, v'asisem lochem pesel, and you will make for yourselves a carved image, tmunas kol somel, a picture of any shape, tavnis a form, zachar or nekeva, of a male or a female, tavnis a form kol behema asher ba'oretz, of any animal on the earth, tavnis kol tzipar konof, a form of any winged bird, asher tov bashomayim, that flies toward the heavens, tavnis a form kol roimes ba'adama, of anything that creeps on the earth, tavnis a form kol doga, of any fish, asher bamayim mitachas la'oretz, which is in the waters under the earth. Upentisa einecho hashomaimo, and lest you lift your eyes toward the heavens, v'ro'isa, and you will see es hashemesh, the sun, ves hayoreach, and the moon, ves hakochovim, and the stars, koil tzevo hashomayim, the whole legion of the heavens, v'nidachta, and you will go astray, v'shdach aviso lohem, by bowing down to them, v'avadatom, and you will worship them. Asher cholak hashem olekecho oisam l'cho amim, the sun, the moon, and the stars was something that Hashem apportioned to all the nations, tachas kol hashamayim, under all of the heavens. What does the pasuk mean when it says that the sun, the moon, and the stars are apportioned to all the nations? Rashi says, lehoir lohem, to give them light. And the Gur Aryeh asks, don't the sun, moon, and stars give light to Klal Yisrael too? What does the pasuk mean by saying that they are apportioned to give light to the nations? They give light to Klal Yisrael also. He answers, although they give light to Klal Yisrael, that is only temporarily. Since La'osid Lavoi, we will not need their light. Hashem will be our light. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'hoya l'cho Hashem la'or oylam, Hashem will be to you for an eternal light. Therefore, the Pasuk is saying, don't bow down to the sun, moon, and stars, because they were apportioned to give eternal light to the Goyim. However, your light will eventually come from Hashem. So according to this first pshat of Rashi, the word cholak means apportioned. Hashem apportioned the sun, the moon, and the stars to the nations. Rashi's second pshat is that cholak means to slip. Do not worship the sun, moon, and stars, because the sun, moon, and stars are something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the nations to slip on them, to sin, in order to destroy them from this world. Ve'eschem lokach Hashem, and you Hashem took, vayoytzi eschem mikur har barzel, and he took you out from the kur har barzel, which means the iron vessel which one uses to refine gold, mimitzrayim, from Mitzrayim. Why is Mitzrayim called the kur har barzel? Because just like in this vessel, gold is refined, so too Klal Yisrael was refined through the hardships of Mitzrayim. Liyos loy, to be to Hashem la'am nachlo, for a nation of heritage, kayom hazeh, like this day. Vashem hisanaf bi, and Hashem filled himself with anger against me, al devrechem, because of you. Vayishova, and he swore, levilti avriyas hayarden, that I will not pass over the Yarden. Ulevilti voyel oretz ha'toivo, and that I will not come into the good land. Asher Hashem alekecho noisen lecho nachalo, that Hashem your God is giving you as an inheritance. Ki anoichi meis ba'oretz hazois, because I will die in this land. Eneni overes hayarden, I will not pass over the Yarden. And Rashi is bothered once the pasuk says Anoichi meis ba'oretz hazois, that I will die in this land. Why did Moshe have to say Eineni overes hayarden, that I will not pass over the Yarden? Rashi tells us that Moshe was saying, not only will I die in this land, but even my bones will not be brought into Eretz Yisrael. Eineni over as a Yarden, even my bones will not pass over the Yarden. V'atem over him, however, you will pass through v'rishtem es ha'oretz ha'toyva hazois and inherit this good land. And the Mepharshim are bothered, how do Psukim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis come in here? Moshe was warning Klal Yisrael about worshipping Avodah Zarah. Why is he mentioning his sin and that he won't enter Eretz Yisrael? Ramban explains, since Hashem had forbidden Moshe to enter with them, he will not be able to guide them when problems will arise in the future. Therefore, he had to prepare them for life without him. And that is why he mentions his sin over here, to tell Klal Yisrael that I won't be with you, and therefore I have to tell you how to behave in the future. Hishamru lochem, watch yourself, pen tishkechu es bris Hashem lekechem, lest you forget the bris of Hashem your God, asher koras imochem, that he sealed with you. Vasisem lochem pesel, and you will make for yourselves a carved image, tmunas koil, which means tmunas koil davar, a picture of any kind, asher tzivcha Hashem lekecho, that Hashem your God has commanded you not to make. Ki Hashem lekecho, because Hashem your God, esh eichlohu, he is a consuming fire, kel kano, a jealous God. In what way is Hashem jealous? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not jealous, but rather it means, just like a jealous person takes nekama, so too Hashem will take nekama against those who worship Avodah Zarah. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zog Rashi Pasuk Vav, Ushamartem, and you shall safeguard the mitzvos. Zu Mishnah, that means learning the mitzvos. Va'asisem, and you shall do them. Kimashmoi, the way it sounds, you shall perform the mitzvos. Kihu chachmaschem uvinaschem, because the mitzvos are your wisdom and your understanding. Bezois, through doing the mitzvos, techoshvu, you will be considered chachamim unavoinim le'enei ha'amim, wise and understanding in the eyes of the nations. Chukim umishpatim tzadikim, who has a Torah like ours that has in it chukim and mishpatim tzadikim? And Rashi is bothered, what does it mean that the chukim and mishpatim are tzadikim? Only a person is a tzadik, not the chukim and mishpatim. And Rashi explains it means hagunim, chukim and mishpatim that are fair, umikubalim and acceptable. Rak, only hishomelecho pentishkachas advorim. And Rashi is telling us that the word rak is going back on the previous psukim. Rak, only when will you be considered chachamim unevoinim in the eyes of the nation? Only if you keep the mitzvahs. Oz kishaloi tishkechu oisam, only then when you will not forget the mitzvahs, v'tasum al amitosam, and you will do them properly, techoshvu chachamim unevoinim, then you will be considered wise and understanding in the eyes of the nations. V'im ta'avzu oisam, however, if you distort the mitzvahs, mitoich shikha, because you forget them, techoshvu shoitim, you will be considered fools. Zok Rashi, Yoyim Asher Amarato, the day you stood before Hashem at Sinai, Moisev al Mikro Shalamala Mimenu, it is going back on the previous Pasuk. Asher Ro Einecho, do not forget what your eyes saw. What did your eyes see? Asher Amarato Bechoyrev, when you stood at Har Sinai, Asher Ro'iso, when you saw Es HaKoylois Ves HaLapidim, the thunder and the lightning. And this Pasuk says two similar words. It says Yilmadun and Yilamedun, and Rashi tells us the difference. Yilmadun means to learn, as Targum says Yelfun, which Rashi explains to mean Yelfun la'atzmon, you shall learn for yourselves. However, Yilamedun means to teach, as Targum says Yalfun, which Rashi explains to mean Yalfun la'acherum, teach it to others. The Pasuk is saying, Asher Yilmadun le'yira oisi, you shall learn to fear me, ves b'nehem Yilamedun, and their children, they shall teach. Zok Rashi va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'isahi, and Hashem commanded me at that time l'lamed eschem, to teach you Torah shebal peh. And you shall not make tmunas kol somel, a picture of any somel. Rashi says this means tsura, a picture of any shape. Ufen tiso einecha, unless you pick up your eyes, listakel bedover, to look at something, velosei slave loshuv, and to put your heart to turn litois acharehem, to go astray after them. There is no iser in looking up to the sky. However, the Isser is to look up to the sky in order to worship the sun, the moon, and the stars. Zok Rashi asher cholak l'chol ha'amim, Hashem apportioned them to all the nations, l'horir lohem, to give them light. They will only receive the lights from the sun, the moon, and the stars. However, Klal Yisrael will receive the light from Hashem eventually. Davar acher, another pshat, Hashem gave the sun, the moon, and the stars to the goyim l'lehus, for a god. Lemonon militos achareim, he did not hold them back from going astray after them. Ela hechlikom, he caused them to slip, bedivrei hevleihem, in their words of nothing, litardam in ha'olam, in order to chase them out of the world. According to this pshat, Asher Cholak means that Hashem caused the nations to slip and to sin because of these avodah zaras. V'chein hu oimer, and so the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki hichlik be'enov, because he let him slip in his eyes, limsei avodah lisnoi, to find his avera and to hate him. So we see hichlik means to slip. So Rashi kor, hu kli, it is a vessel, shemizakim bayis hazov, that a person refines gold in this vessel. Zot Rashi his anaf, it means nismale roiges, Hashem filled himself up with anger. And we find a similar Rashi in Parashas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lam Zayin, where there also the word hisanath is used, and Rashi says also nismale roiges. However, we must understand why Rashi in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chavav, on the words vayisaber Hashem bi, Rashi says over there nismale chema. He does not say nismale roiges like he does over here, but rather nismale chema. What is the difference between the word hisanaf and vayisaber that Rashi changes his explanation between roiges and chema? Zok Rashi al devrechem, Hashem got angry at me because al devrechem. Devrechem cannot mean your words, because Hashem did not get angry at Moshe because of Klal Yisrael's words, but rather it means aloidaschem, because of you, aliskechem, because of your affairs. Hashem got angry at me because of what you did. Zok Rashi ki anochi meis, because I will die in this land, in any oiver I will not pass over the Yarden. Me'ach Hashem meis, once the pasuk says that Moshe will die be'ever ha'yarden, mehecha yavar, how will he go over? Of course he will not go over the Yarden. Ella, rather, the pasuk is coming to add, af atzmoisai enam oivrim, even my bones will not go over the Yarden. And you shall not make tmunas koil, that means tmunas kol davar, a picture of anything. Asher tzivcho Hashem, that Hashem commanded. This cannot mean that Hashem commanded you to make a picture and an avodah zarah, but rather it means asher tzivcho sheloi lasais, what Hashem commanded you not to make. Kel kano, what does it mean that Hashem is a jealous God? Mekane linkoim, he is jealous in the fact that he takes nekama. Just like one who is jealous takes nekama, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes nekama against those who worship avodah zarah. Mischara al roigzoi, he heats up with anger, lihipora me'obde avodah zarah, to punish those that worship avodah zarah. And so we find in Rashi, Parshas Yisroi, Perik Chav, Pasuk Hei, and also Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Perik Lamedalid, Pasuk Yudalid, where in both instances Rashi tells us that Kel Kano means he takes revenge. And the pasuk continues, Ki soilid banim uvnei vanim, when you will give birth to children and grandchildren, v'noishantem ba'oretz, and you will have been long in the land, v'ishchatem, and you will become corrupt, v'asisem pesel, and you will make carved images, tmunas koril, a picture of anything, v'asisem hora be'inei Hashem elekecho la'achisoi, and you will do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem your God to anger him. Ha'idoisi bochem hayoim es ha'shomayim ve'es ha'oretz. I am testifying against you today, the heaven and the earth. I am bringing the heaven and earth as witnesses that I warned you what will happen to you if you do not listen to Hashem. Ki avoy tevedun maher, because you surely will perish quickly me'al ha'oretz, from the land asher atem oivrim es ha'yarden shom l'rishta, that you are passing over the Yarden over there to inherit her. Your days will not be long on it, because surely you will be destroyed. Hashem will scatter you among the nations, and you will be left as few in number, among the nations that Hashem will lead you over there. And you will worship over there gods, gods that were made by people. Eitz, gods of wood, va'oven, and gods of stone, asher lo yirun, these gods cannot see, v'lo yishmu'un, and cannot hear, v'lo yoichlun, v'lo yirichun, cannot eat and cannot smell. The pasuk seems to be saying that you will go into Golos, and over there, in the Golos, you will worship avodah zarah. And Rashi does not want to learn like that, because the pasuk over here is not talking about the averis of Klal Yisrael, but rather the punishments that will befall Klal Yisrael if they do not listen to Hashem. Therefore Rashi learns, Va'avadatem Shom Elohim, means that you will become avadim to the goyim who worship avodah zarah. And therefore, by being servants to somebody who worships avodah zarah, it will be considered as if you yourself worshipped these avodah zarahs. And Moshe continues by saying that in the Golos you will do tshuva, uvikashtem mishom es Hashem Elokecho, And you will seek from there in the Golos Hashem your God, Umatzasa, and you will find him. Kisid Rishenu, when you will seek him, Bechol Levavecha, Uvechol Nafshecha, with your whole heart and your whole soul. Batzar Lecha, when you are in distress, Umitzaucha, Koil HaDevorim HaEle, and all these things will happen to you, Ba'achris HaYomim, at the end of days, Vishafta Ad Hashem Alekecha, and you will return to Hashem your God, Vishamata Bekoiloi, and you will listen to his voice. And the Mefarshim disagree when this Achris HaYomim is talking about that you will do tshuva. According to the Sephorna and the Yalkut, this is talking about in the time of Mashiach, when you will suffer many different sorrows in the Golos, in the time of Mashiach, then Veshavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, you will return to Hashem your God. However, the Ramban learns that the Achris HaYomim referring to in the Pasuk is talking about the end of Golos Bavel, where over there in Golos Bavel, they will seek Hashem and do tshuva. Ki kel rachum Hashem alekecha, because Hashem is a merciful God, lo yarpecha, he will not loosen his hold on you, v'lo yashchisecha, and he will not destroy you, v'lo yishkach es bris avisecha asher nishba lohem, and he will not forget the bris that he made with the avos, that he swore to them, good things that he will do to you. The Vilna Gaon points out that in Pasuk Chav Ches, the Pasuk mentions that these avodah zarah can't see or hear, eat or smell. Why doesn't the Pasuk also say that they can't speak? The Vilna Gaon answers that these psukim are alluding to the Avodah Zarah that Nebuchadnezzar made in Golos Bavel. As the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, that Nebuchadnezzar took the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol that had the name of Hashem on it and placed it in the mouth of the Avodah Zarah. And the Avodah Zarah was able to speak. Daniel asked permission to kiss the Avodah Zarah, and through his kiss he pulled out the Shem Hashem from the Avodah Zarah's mouth. And everyone saw that this Avodah Zarah really had no power. This incident is what the Torah is alluding to in these psukim. The pasuk says, "Vehefitz Hashem eschem ba'amim." Hashem will scatter you among the nations. This means when you are in Golos Bavel. Va'avadatem shom Elohim, and you will worship Avodah Zarah, referring to the Avodah Zarah that Nebuchadnezzar made. Asher lo yirun v'lo yishmun v'lo yochlum v'lo yirichun, which the Avodah Zarah cannot see, nor hear, eat, nor smell. However, this Avodah Zarah was able to speak because of the Shem Hashem that was in his mouth. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Don't be fooled by this avodah zarah. Ubikashtem misham es Hashem alekecha. Seek from there, from inside the avodah zarah's mouth, the Shem Hashem. Umatzasa, and you will find the Shem Hashem in its mouth. And then everyone will realize that this avodah zarah really did not have the power of speech. Kisid Rishenu, and you will seek Hashem b'chol levavecha with your whole heart, b'chol nafshecha, and your whole soul, which is referring to Daniel, who gave up his life and risked his life to prove that there is no other God besides for Hashem. The pasuk says, "Uvikashtem misham es Hashem alekecha umatzasa." You will seek from there Hashem your God, and you will find him. Why does the pasuk start "Uvikashtem"? You will seek in the plural, and conclude "Umatzasa." You will find in the singular. Reb Simcha Bunim Mipishischa says that while it is permissible for one to daven biyachid individually, our Chachamim and Masechta Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph emphasized the importance of davening with a minyan of 10. Davening in a group of 10 is called tefillah b'tzibur. The word tzibur is an acronym, is Rashi Teves, tzadikim, righteous people, benanim, intermediate people, and rishoyim, wicked people. One who davens individually is under much scrutiny in shemayim, but when he davens together with a minyan, even somebody who is a rasha can be listened to by Hashem because of the schusim of the rabbim. The Torah alludes to this by telling us, "Uvikashtem," if you do your seeking together with the tzibur and not individually, you can be assured, "Umatzasa," you will find, that is, Hashem will listen to you. I once heard another pshat why "Uvikashtem" is b'lashon rabim and "Umatzasa" is b'lashon yachid. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that two people may be ill with the same sickness or up for judgment for the same crime, and still only one will arise healthy from his sickbed, and only one will escape punishment. Why were one person's tefillahs answered and not the others? The reason is that the one who was answered davened with kavana, with proper concentration. Our pasuk is alluding to this by telling us, "Uvikashtem," many people seek Hashem's help. However, "Umatzasa," only individuals will be answered and will find Hashem. And who will those individuals be? Kisid Rishenu b'chol levavecha, the ones who seeked Hashem with their whole heart, the ones who had kavana in their tefillah. And the pasuk continues as the Ramban explains that if you will ask why is Hashem so strict with Klal Yisrael when they sin by punishing them so severely, on that Moshe answered that this is because Hashem has been so generous with Klal Yisrael. No nation has ever seen the power of Hashem the way Klal Yisrael has seen the power in Mitzrayim and by Har Sinai. A nation who was so close to Hashem deserves to be punished severely for not showing gratitude for the closeness that Hashem has shown to them. And the pasuk says, Ki she'alno liyomim rishonim, ask now about the previous generations, asher hayu lefonecha, that preceded you. L'min hayom asher bara elokim odom ala oretz, going back to the day that Hashem created man on the earth, you can ask all the previous generations, and also you can ask ulemikseh hashamayim vat kaseh hashamayim, any creature from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven. Hanihiyo kadover hagodol hazeh, has there ever been such a great thing? Oy hanishma kamoyu, or has such a thing ever been heard? What great thing is the pasuk talking about? Hashama om, has any nation heard koil elokim, the voice of Hashem, midaber mitoch ha'esh, speaking from the fire, kasha shamata ato vayechi, like you heard and survived? Oy hanisa olihim, has any god done miracles, lavoy lakachas legoy mikerav goy, to take out one nation from another nation, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim, b'masois, with tests, which means that Moshe told Paroi that you can test me and you can ask anything you want to see if I can do it because I am the Shliach of Hashem. But Oseis with signs, referring to the signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe to do before Klal Yisrael as a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe to be the Shliach to Klal Yisrael. Uve Moisim, and with wonders, referring to the wondrous Makis. Uve Melchama, and with a war, referring to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waged war against the Mitzrayim by the Yam. And with a strong hand, and an outstretched arm, and with awesome deeds, like everything that Hashem your God has done for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes. Ata Horesa, you have been shown lodas to know ki Hashem hu elikim, that Hashem He is the God. Ein oid milvadoi, there is nobody else besides for Him. Like Rashi explains, that by Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the seven skies and also opened the lower realms to show everybody that there is no other God besides for Him. And since you have seen things that no other nation has seen, that is why if you go away from Hashem and you sin, your punishment will be so great. And Moshe continued by saying, Min HaShemayim, from the heaven, Hishmiacha es koiloi, He caused you to hear His voice, Liasreka, to teach you, Vala'oretz heracha es ishe hagedoylo, and on the earth He showed you His great fire, Udvaru Shamato, and His words you heard, Mitocho Esh, from the middle of the fire. And Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Chav, Pasuk Yutes, asks a contradiction. In one place the Pasuk says, that Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael from Har Sinai. As the Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. And in another place, the Pasuk says, Ki min HaShemayim dibarti imochem, that Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael from Shemayim. So where did Hashem speak from? From the top of Har Sinai, or from Shemayim? Therefore Rashi explains in Parshas Yisroi that this pasuk over here resolves the contradiction. Min HaShemayim Ishmiyacha es koiloi, Hashem's covet was in Shemayim. However, Ba'ala Ored Taracho es Ishoi HaGadoylo, His power and His fire were on Har Sinai. Both are true. His covet is in Shemayim, however He showed His power and His fire on Har Sinai. V'sachas, and all this happened because ki ohev es avisecho, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved your fathers, the avos. Vayivcha b'zarei acharov, and He therefore chose their children after them. Vayotzi acha b'fonov, and He took you out before Him, b'choicho hagodol, with great strength, mi-Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim. What does it mean, vayotzi acha b'fonov, He took you out before Him? Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either b'fonov means before Hashem. Hashem took you out before Him, which means when the Mitzrayim were chasing you and they were shooting arrows and stones at you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went behind you and caught the arrows and the stones. Vayotzi acha, He took you out b'fonov, before Him. You were in the front and He was in the back. Rashi says a second pshat that b'fonov does not mean before Hashem, but rather b'fonov is like b'fnehem. He took you out before them. He took you out before the avos, because the avos saw and witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf. Lahirish goyim gedolim va'atzumim imcha, to drive away nations that are greater and stronger than you, miponecha, from before you. And really the pasuk should read like this: Lahirish miponecha, to drive away from before you, Goyim gedolim va'atzumim imcha, nations that are greater and stronger than you. La'aviyacha, to bring you loses lecha, and to give you es artzom, their land, nachalo, as an inheritance, kayom azeh, like this day. Just like this day you already conquered Sichon va'oig, so too will you conquer the land of Eretz Canaan. V'yodata hayom, and you shall know today, v'ashevoiso el levavecha, and take it to your heart, internalize it. Ki Hashem hu ho'elikim, that Hashem, He is the God, v'ashomayim imal, in the heaven above, v'alaoretz mitochas, and on the earth below, ein oid, there is nobody else besides for Him. V'shomarta es chukav es mitzvoisov, and therefore you shall watch His chukim and His mitzvois, asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, that I am commanding you today, asher yitav lecha, in order that He will do good for you, ulvanecha acharecha, and to your children after you, ulma'an tarech yomim al ho'adomo, in order to prolong your days on the land, asher Hashem elokecha noisin lecha, that Hashem your God is giving you, kol hayomim, for all days. Let us go back now on the Rashis. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Hei, ki soilei banum uvnei vanim, when you will have children and grandchildren, vinoi shantem ba'oret, and you will have been long on the land. Rashi is bothered. Once it says that you will have children and grandchildren, obviously you will have been long on the land. Why does it have to say vinoy shantem? Therefore Rashi says, Romaz lohem, Moshe hinted to them, sheyiglu mimeno, they will go into Golos from Eretz Yisrael, l'soif shmoyne meis v'chamishim ushtayim shono, at the end of 852 years of being in Eretz Yisrael, kiminyan vinoy shantem, like the numerical value, the gematria of vinoy shantem. However, Hashem advanced the date and brought them into Golos at the end of 850 years. He brought them into Golos 2 years before the numerical value of Vinoy Shantem, 2 years before 852, at 850. In order, it shall not be fulfilled in them, that surely you will perish. Because the Pasuk says, if you will be in the land for 852 years, and you will sin, then you will surely perish. But Hashem took them out at the end of 850, He did not allow them to reach the 852 years. And that is why the Pasuk says in Daniel, Vayishkod Hashem al ro, and Hashem rushed the evil, Vayivia olenu, and He brought it upon us. Ki tzadik Hashem alekenu, because Hashem our God is a tzadik. Tzedakah osa imanu, Hashem did a righteous act with us. Shemiher, He rushed, Lehavia, to bring us into Golos, Shtei shana lefnei zmano, 2 years before its time. Because if Klal Yisrael would have stayed 852 years, they would surely have perished. And the question arises, why couldn't Klal Yisrael stay in Eretz Yisrael 851 years? Why was it necessary to chase them out after 850 years, 2 years less than the numerical value of Vinoy Shantem? And the Leket Yoshar, who was the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, answers that this is the makar, this is the source for the widespread belief that when comparing gematrios, numerical values of two words, they are permitted to differ by one and still be considered equivalent to each other. So if Klal Yisrael would have been in Eretz Yisrael 851 years and then sinned, that would have been the same as being in Eretz Yisrael 852 years, because 852 and 851 are the same. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to chase them out after 850 years. Zakrashi Haidosi Bochem, I am testifying against you, the Shemayim Va'oretz, Hinani Mazminam, I summon them, Leois Edim, to be Edim, Sheesresi Bochem, that I warned you that if you do not keep the mitzvahs, you will be punished very greatly. Vavaratem Shom Elohim, and you will worship over there gods. Rashi says the Pshat in the Pasuk is not that in the Golos you will worship Avodah Zarah, because the Pasuk is not talking about the Averis of Klal Yisrael, but rather the punishment of Klal Yisrael. That's why we have to learn Ki Targumai, like Targum says, that the Pasuk is saying that you will be servants to people who worship Avodah Zarah. Umisha'atem oivdim lo'ivdehem, and since you are servants to the ones that worship Avodah Zarah, ki'ilu atem oivdim lohem, it is as if you yourself worshipped these Avodah Zarahs. Zok Rashi lo yarpecho, Hashem will not loosen His hold on you, milahachzik v'cho biyodov, from holding on to you with His hands. Uloshin layarpecho, and the loshin of layarpecho is loshin layafil. It is a transitive verb, which means that the verb goes out and another object receives this verb. Layarpecho, the verb is to loosen. He will not loosen His hold on you. You are the object of this verb. Layitein lecho rifyoin, He will not give you a looseness. Layafrish oischa me'etzlei, which means He will not separate Himself from you. V'chein, and so it says in the pasuk, achaztiv, I took hold of him, v'loy arpenu, and I will not let him loose. Sh'loy ninkad erpenu. The pasuk says arpenu with a pasuk under the aleph, not erpenu with a segel under the aleph. The difference between erpenu and arpenu is that erpenu, the action does not go out to another person. It means I will not become loose. The action is on me. However, arpenu with a pasuk under the aleph, the action goes out. I will not let him loose. So the action is going out to another person. Because kol loshen rifyoin, any loshen of looseness, moisev al loshen mafil umispal. It can either be a loshen mafil, where the action goes out to another person, or mispoel, where the person himself receives the action. Kimoy, like the pasuk says in Melachim, harpe lo, leave her alone, which means tein lo rifyoin, give her a loosening. And also another pasuk, heref mimeni, leave me alone, which means hisrape mimeni, loosen yourself from me. Zakt Rashi, liyamim rishonim, al yamim rishonim, ask about the earlier generations. Ulumikseh hashamayim, vigam sha'al l'chol habruim, and also ask all the creatures, asher mikotze el hakotze, that are from one end of the heavens to the other end. Zehu pshutoi, that is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Umidrasha, the Medrash says, Melamed, it teaches us al koimosei shel Adam, the height of Adam Rishon. Shehoisa min ha'oretz ad ha'shamayim, he was as tall as from the earth to the sky. V'hu ha'shir atzmoi, and that is the same measurement, asher mikotze el hakotze, from one end of the heaven to the other end. According to the pshat of the Medrash, the pasuk reads like this, Adam ala oretz. When Adam stood on the earth, ulumikseh ha'shamayim, he reaches the edge of the heaven, which is the same as mikseh ha'shamayim v'kseh ha'shamayim, from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven. And the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says that this was only before Adam Arishan sinned, but after he sinned, Hashem made him much smaller. Zakt Rashi, hanihiyah kadavar hagodol hazeh, has there ever been such a great thing? Umahu hadavar hagodol, and what is this great thing? The pasuk continues, Hashama Om, has any nation heard the words of Hashem speak mitocha esh, from a fire? Or Hanisa Elohim, Hachi Osa Nisim Shum Eloha, has any God done such a miracle, Lovoi Lakachas Loigoi Mikarev Goi, to take one nation out of another nation? Kol Hahein Halolu, all these Hays in the Psukim, Tmiois Hain, they indicate a question. Lakach Nukudois Hain Bechatav Pasach, that is why underneath the hay there is a chat of pasach, which is a pasach with the shva next to it. Hanihiya, hanishma, hanisa, hashoma, all of these hays indicate a question. Has there ever been? Has anybody ever heard? Has any God done such a miracle? All of these are a question. Bemasois, with tests, ayidei nesyonos, through tests, hoidiyem gvuroisov, he let them know his gvura, his power. Kigoyin, like the pasuk says, Moshe said to Paroi, his spoer olai, boast over me, im uchalases kain, if I can do something that you think I cannot do. Harezen is soyoin, this is a test. Zakt Rashi, ba'oisois, bisimonim, with signs, lahamin, to prove, shehu shluchay shel mokoyim, that he is the shliach of Hashem. Kigoyin, for example, Moshe did signs to Klal Yisrael, like it says, mazeh biyodecho, what is in your hand, and Moshe threw it down, and it became a snake. Uvemoisim, heim niflois, these are wonders, shehevi aleim, that he brought upon them, makois, muflois, wondrous makois. Uvemuchoma, and with the war, bayom, by the sea, shenemar, like the pasuk says, ki Hashem nilcham lohem, Hashem battled against the Mitzrayim. Horesa, you have been shown, kitagumai, ischazesa, you have been shown that Hashem is the only God. Kishenos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaTorah, when Hashem gave the Torah, pasach lohem shiva rakiim, he opened for Klal Yisrael the seven skies, ugishem shekora es al yoinim, and just like he opened up and split the higher realms, kach kora es atachtoinim, so too he split the lower realms, v'ra'u, and they saw, shehu yechidi, that he was alone. Kach nemar, that's why the pasuk says, ato horesa l'adas, you have been shown to know that Hashem is einon milvadet. V'sachas ki ohav, kol ze osa, all this he did, tachas asher ohav, because he loved the avos. V'yotziyacha b'fonav, and he took you out before him. This means he took you out before him, before Hashem. Ka'odom hamadig b'noi l'fonav, like a person who leads his son before him. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, Vayisa Malach Olekim HaHoylech Lefnehem, and the Malach Hashem, who typically went before them, Vayelech Me'acharehem, and this Malach went behind them, in order to catch the spears and the rocks. Dover Acher, another pshat, Vayetziacha Befonov, means Befnei Avoisov. He took you out before the Avois, because the Avois witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf, Kmo Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Neged Avoisov Osa Pela, in front of the Avois he did wonders. Al Tatame, and do not wonder, al shehiz kiran b'lashin yachid, that if you say b'fanav is referring to the avos. Why does it say b'fanav in the singular and not b'fnehem before them? Shari kasvan b'lashin yachid, because the pasuk already stated and called the avos b'lashin yachid, because the pasuk says vayivchar b'zaroi, and he chose his children acharav after him. It should have said vayivchar b'zarom, he chose their children. So we see the avos are called b'lashin yachid. Mimcha miponecho zakrashi sarseu b'darsheu. Invert the order of the words of the pasuk and then explain it. Lahirish miponecha, to drive out from before you. Goyim gedolim v'atzumim mimcha, nations that are greater and stronger than you. Kayom azeh, like this day. Kasher ata roya hayoim, just like you see today that you destroyed Sichem va'oig, so too will you destroy the Knanim.